prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, and I will be your guest host today for Pastor Butch on Call to Decision. I do have a guest today as well, and I would like to alert everyone to the continued culture elimination of speech and communication. This is going to continue because this is war, and eliminating communication is a war strategy. So we have yet again been taken down from YouTube, the brief appearance that we had on it for a while. So please go to StopTheCrime.net to our YouTube video channel, which again was taken down again just a couple of days ago in violation of community or communist guidelines. And we're asking all of you to go to our all videos link in the menu on our site, the Odyssey link. And again, that's on StopTheCrime.net, where you can see postings of this show and many other shows that we have presented over the many years. Now, this is a critical broadcast today because we are all in mortal danger. I have been talking for many, many years about the variety of attacks and assaults that we've been facing. It is all coming to pass very rapidly. I know many of you are very much aware. So it is a silent weapon system and for a quiet war, as we have discussed over the years. Now, my guest today is also from Northern California, as I am. We're going to be talking about things we're noticing in the war strategy here where we are, but what you need to be noticing where you are as well. Because while we will be referring to some of the utilities here in Northern California that are operated by Rothschild, remember, your utilities are operated by Rothschild as well. And there are many, many types of control grids now that are being thrust upon us. Again, this is war, and we're in a war strategy. So what does a war strategy look like? As I said, they take over communications. They hobble the enemy, which is all of us. They cut off our resources, which is what is happening now. They prevent travel to lock us in. This is happening now. And we're going to talk about other ways in which now travel is going to be prevented, ways in which many of you may not be aware of, and many you will. I want to point out before I bring on my guest about the Deep Ecology platform that all of this is based on, and also from the World Economic Forum. So these are all brought forth to us, and we know this. We have been told this over the many years, that humans have no right to, we have no right to richness, and we must only be allowed things to satisfy our vital needs. In other words, all resources must be of great limitation, such as water, because we see water take over now. And what we see here in Northern California, you're going to see everywhere else as well. From the Mississippi River, of course, all the way to the Pacific Ocean, we're seeing massive water constraints being implemented. And so for this reason, I'm going to bring on my guest, Rebecca, because we have been talking about this over the years. We're seeing it collide into our daily lives, and we're going to talk about the drought declaration that was initiated in a town here, in fact, in several towns here in Northern California. So, Rebecca, you're aware of the various drought declarations that have been instituted here, and I'll go over that in a little detail in a minute.
Yes, I am aware.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And thank you. Thank you, Deborah. It's good to talk to you and hope your listeners learn a lot from you. I certainly have. One of the things that I'm noticing is this new mandate in the three counties in Northern California, and they're talking about severe rationing. Residential customers are assigned a water budget of 74 gallons per person per day. Commercial customers are required to reduce their water usage by 40%. Automated irrigation, sprinklers, or drip is prohibited for all residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Hosing driveways, hardscapes, power washing, and washing personal vehicles are prohibited. Planting new landscaping or grass is prohibited. Hand watering is allowed so long as it's within the water allowance.
Now, I want to say this. When we're talking about water allowance, I want everyone to understand these areas have been metered. They have the wireless smart meters deployed up on them so that remotely they can verify your water usage. When you exceed that, you will be fined. Now, Rebecca, I've been hearing fines that span $250 to $1,000, and $1,000 being per day. And you said 74 gallons per person. In one area right now in Marin, many of you that are listening, Marin is a very affluent community just north of the Golden Gate Bridge, and they have been required as of May 1st, not that long ago, to reduce their consumption down to 25 or 55 gallons of water per person per day. They can only water exterior landscaping one time a day. And they're fined if they exceed that. We know that in our recent newspaper here, Rebecca, we saw an article saying that because you've been locked down for a year, you've probably gotten to know your neighbors better. So by knowing your neighbors, you probably have some pet peeves about your neighbors. We would like you to report what your pet peeves are about your neighbors. Did you see that article?
I did, and I was really shocked. I thought, oh, my gosh, this is it, you know, this is it. They've got some people, you know, reporting on one another here. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
They'll be doing drive-bys. I don't have the article in front of me, but I do recall reading where it said they will be doing drive-bys, and what will happen is they will find people if they find those irrigation lines spraying water, and they'll be doing drive-bys. I mean, and expect people to be calling in. If you see it, call us. Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
There will be phone apps that will allow that person to take a photograph of the crime, the address, and send it directly to code enforcement, where these fines will be levied against the property and or the person that's violating. And I can see massive foreclosures occurring as fines increase, because in some instances where you're talking about $1,000 a day, people are not going to be able to afford to pay that. And I think it's important to say at this moment that we do not have a water shortage. What we have a shortage of is the truth about water, because many of you that have been listening to me for years now know we have primary water. It is a renewable. If there's nothing that you take out of this program today but to understand the water facts, what water is, it is hydrogen and oxygen that come together. They're gases. They make a liquid, and it surfaces from down below the mantle of the Earth. And I've done many, many videos. They're up on my back channel now of StopTheCrime.net, where I've interviewed one of the world's preeminent primary water experts. And what you will learn by listening to that is what everybody must learn as quickly as possible. Now, whether you can get to primary water or not is not necessarily the most important thing at this late moment in our history. What is most important is that you understand the truth about where water comes from and what water is. We want you to know nothing but the truth. What you decide to do with that truth is up to you. And at this time, I can say to you that it is most important that you understand as much as possible, as quickly as possible, because you must harden up in every way that you understand you are being set upon in order to not be so easily able to be killed. And that is what this program is about today. It is what Rebecca and I and many others now are seeing as a result of the policies that your illusion of elected officials have adopted on you, for you, against you. Now, Rebecca, I know that the sphere of influence here in Northern California is the same as the sphere of influence in every other county, every place else. But I wanted to make a special note to everyone that's listening. Marin, California, that set the first water fines back to start on May 1st, and now the second area here in Healdsburg, California, beautiful town, just set their water restriction proclamation a couple of days ago. Both those areas are fluoridated. Why do you suppose they would start in fluoridated areas? I think many of you can consider the fact that there has been substantial degradation in the ability to think. So I would say that if you're in a fluoridated area and you're receiving municipal water, you're going to be hit. Those areas will be hit first. People that are on wells, I have a very important video that I've had up for a few years called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Please go to that and take a look at the documents, who's behind all of this, the World Bank, the IMF, and many large corporations, including Pfizer, and many other corporations as well, all behind the water threat theft. And I go into more detail. But today, this program is about your survival. And what you do now is going to determine how long you survive. So to that end, Rebecca, based on the fact that we're recognizing that our survival is at stake and this is a war, what would you say to the folks to justify that position?
Could you repeat the question? So
we're in a survival mode, and I think we recognize what is coming at us, and now what we must consider doing in order to survive. And I guess what I'm really trying to hear from you is, are you recognizing that we're in a survival mode?
Oh, there's absolutely no question about it. It's beyond in your face right now. It's so glaring, and it's relentless. I don't even know where to start on that road. Everywhere I turn, we're being pummeled. We're being pummeled financially. We're being pummeled physically. We're being pummeled emotionally.
Well, we're certainly under 24/7, 365 chemtrail skies. Some days more blatant than others, but always under chemtrail skies. We have massive die-offs of trees and shrubbery. Everything is diminishing. All of our plant material that you would not necessarily expect is now starting to die off. The food supply is certainly being reduced as well, and we have more lockdowns scheduled. And what I found horrifying, actually, and many of you listening need to be as horrified as we are, because in order to take action, we're not asking you to live in horror. We're asking you to understand so that you will be emotionally able to deal with what's happening, because we're really talking about psychic shock syndrome. And if you live in that state, as this continues to fall around us, you will not be able to function. In fact, we're now seeing many more people committing suicide. There are many people jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. You're not hearing about this. Recently, a woman jumped off an overpass onto a freeway. This is the kind of thing that we're seeing more of as people respond to the increased frequencies in the environment from the rollout of all of the wireless technology and the additional satellites. And certainly I've interviewed a number of super soldiers that can attest to the biological changes that are occurring and within all of us as well. But we're headed into what is now called a climate lockdown. We've been through the health lockdown, which is, of course, a branch of the climate lockdown, because what they're saying is the health lockdowns are a result of climate change. And what we have to understand is what we face. And we did talk about some many months back about the Rockefeller document of 2010. And I have a three-part discussion on that on my back channel, StopTheCrime.net. Everyone, if you hadn't heard that, you need to. But let's go into these lockdowns, because I think, Rebecca, this is very telling. And we need to have a conversation about this with everyone that's listening. So I know that we talked about this prior to coming on air. So let's just touch upon some of the points and have a discussion. They're talking about how governments have introduced lockdowns in order to prevent a public health emergency from spinning out of control. And now governments will resort to lockdowns again, but this time it will be to tackle climate emergencies. So let me underscore this. Right now, all of your cities, all of your counties, every single state worldwide has adopted what is called sustainable development goals or climate change policies. There's a number of different titles for these documents that they have developed and adopted. Now your areas are putting all of this into action by these emergency climate resolutions. So we're going to be seeing climate lockdowns, and they've already been initiated, telling us these lockdowns are necessary to protect the future of civilization, and it will require dramatic interventions. So we're seeing this, Rebecca. We're seeing all governments to limit private vehicle use. We're hearing that on every news media, every paper, every policy that your cities have adopted on your behalf. They're going to be banning consumption of meat. So we're seeing here in Northern California where the farmers and ranchers are selling off cattle because they don't have enough water to sustain the growing of the hay or even to put in the troughs for the water for the cattle to drink. In fact, they've even cut back the water delivery trucks as well. And they're imposing extreme energy-saving measures on every single one of us. We know this. We've talked about this for years. And they're saying that fossil fuel companies will have to stop drilling. Well, you need to understand, just like water, fossil fuels is all just disinformation. Our petroleum never did come from dead dinosaurs. And they're stopping drilling for the renewable energy. And I'm not suggesting that the use of petroleum needs to continue in the way that it has. What we have had happen is the intentional poisoning of everything from the corporate structure. That's what we have had done to us. So they are telling us to avoid all these scenarios. We must overhaul our economic structures and do capitalism differently. They're wiping out our economy. So what would you say to this, Rebecca? Certainly, you've been looking at this as well.
Well, I think the main thing, the main takeaway is that this isn't anything new in that regard. What you're talking about, you've spoken about so well before. The main thing about it is that I'm noticing is the increasing speed with which they continue to insist that this all takes place with, right? It's just an emergency. And this idea that we've all been in lockdown from a pandemic is, has primed people to accept a climate lockdown, to understand what that even means. Whereas if it hadn't happened from the pandemic, no one would have any context for what that kind of thing is. This is completely insane, to think about this. And what I would say to people is to understand that this is real and it's happening, and to take note that, just like you say, we got to be harder to kill. We have to be harder to kill because ultimately this is an extinction program, period.
Absolutely. It is. They're talking about how climate change will exacerbate the social and economic problems highlighted by the pandemic and the lockdowns, and that this includes government's diminishing capacity to address public health crisis. Because if you look at your sustainable development adopted policies in your city, you're going to find that you're going to be afflicted with all kinds of diseases and parasites. Those are in those plans. And of course, we know the private sector has, we're being told that the private sector has limited ability to withstand sustained economic disruption. Now, recently, in the UK, we heard, from the MP there that while the UK was excitedly awaiting some reopening of some of their, pubs and shops, etc., because of the new variant, they are looking to reconsider the reopening. And they were interviewing various owners of small shops that were saying they can't go through another lockdown. They won't survive. Well, that's the plan. We're being shut down. And every aspect of our supply lines are being curtailed. I don't know about you, Rebecca, and some of you that are listening, but I'm seeing things that are not available in my markets anymore. And I'm surprised to see that they're selling out a celery of all things, and different types of rice. If you're organic, it's hard to get those things now. I'm noticing many things are diminishing. Certainly I've reported on the intentional reduction of resin, R-E-S-I-N, that is being redirected out of the United States, which makes all plastic. Everything plastic. And we've certainly been promoting people getting poly water tanks. You're going to need a lot of topside water. And for those of you that can, please listen to many of the other videos that we've done about primary water. But we have to understand that climate change, they're telling us, will worsen because these are weather warfare attacks. Weather warfare attacks. In fact, it was recently brought to my attention with great sadness the way in which weather weapons are used on extreme exterior outside sporting events. And many of you may recall there was a couple hundred mile race in China. And during that race, about 21 people froze to death because of a change in the weather during the race. Well, I can tell you right now, there was another race, a downhill bike racing event, in a different country. And when we were looking at the footage of this event, we were seeing that it was heavily chemtrailed. We were noticing lots of cell towers in that area. And there was rain on this dangerous bike course at best anyway, several hours each day. Now, of course, we know that in the Olympics in China, they improved upon the weather to benefit the athletes and to certainly show what China was capable of doing and how wonderful China was to the rest of the world during the Olympics. It's important to know that they created a dangerous, hazardous event for those that were in these types of races. You need to understand people are unaware in these extreme outdoor events that they can be hit with weather attacks. Now, I know this may sound over the top, but it is absolutely true. You can look at the race that I was telling you about in China, and you'll find that people froze. You're going to see that in many instances in boating wrecks and so forth and on. But what we have to know is that they are planning for climate change to worsen. They have to continue to create the worsening effects of weather events to force fundamental changes worldwide and to create a public health crisis so severe through the illusion of global warming, which will cause, they say, our drinking water to degrade and enable pollution linked to respiratory diseases. And respiratory diseases will thrive, they're telling us, because of the polluted water. And they're saying that there's going to be estimating over 3.5 billion people globally will live in unbearable heat. Well, let's talk about that. We know that in one of the documents that I discussed on a prior video, that the water worldwide is being intentionally poisoned on many different levels. And I discussed that. I won't do that right now. But to tell you that in many of the World Bank documents, IMF documents, they talk about the hidden crisis of heavily polluted water supply. And I mean in a variety of ways. So it's most important to understand what is being done now to the global water supply and certainly eliminating water in general, forcing water refugees, because they will force people to relocate when they're told they don't have access to water. We've talked about that many times. The health departments will come out and say, if you do not have water on your property, you must be relocated to an area that has potable water. Now, what is the goal of water? It's to reuse water, toilet to tap. And I know that you know that as well, Rebecca. What are you seeing with that? I know here in Northern California, they're looking to convert our wastewater treatment plant into reusable drinking water.
Oh yeah, this is very frightening, and it's very unsafe. The whole idea is of recycling. People have been thinking, oh yeah, recycle, reuse, right? And you know, this area is irrigated by recycled water. What people don't understand is that's from the wastewater treatment plants, and that wastewater is now we're drinking it. We're growing our food in it. We're getting whatever we're getting in it. It's in the system. And that water, interestingly, is now being rationed out and cut off as well. So we're going to pick this up on the other side.
Yeah, hold it for that thought. We're going to pick it up on the other side of this break. Everyone continue to listen, because your lives will depend on what you understand your future will be.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
This is Deborah Tavares, and I am speaking to my guest, Rebecca. We are both in Northern California, and prior to the break, we were talking about the reuse of water, toilet to tap. This was an executive order a few years ago to reuse, and this goes into the circular economy. I've certainly talked about that on other shows, but the circular economy is a looped system of an economy that's based on reuse of everything, including our dead bodies. And we talked about that recently, too, how our bodies will be decomposed and turned into soil. So when you think of all the poisons and toxins and all the chemicals and medications, the chemo, the fluoride, all of this stirred up into a pot, and then you look at the reservoirs that are delivering your toxic poisonous water to you, although they are being shown here in the West of massively being empty, because what they're doing is they're causing evaporation because they can, because of the technologies, and they're moving this water elsewhere. Now keep in mind we have primary water. They're playing around with the atmospheric level of the water that you see on the ground. This is absolutely important to understand. We do not need to desalinate. We do not need to drink our poop and urine water. We must understand where water comes from, and it is, in fact, a renewable. And this entire lockdown that we're going to experience yet again is going to be based on nothing but lies, causing fear with the majority of the population. So we also need to talk about how these current crises are also presenting the opportunity to harness new financing programs and ways in which to change the long-term growth of all economies. In other words, we're being swapped into all renewables. We do not survive on renewable energy. We're talking about wind and solar and wave and geothermal. And we don't survive because the weather is controlled. So when we look at what we're going to talk about in a few minutes with the microgrids, you will understand what is happening in your cities as well. This is not exclusive, again, to Northern California. In fact, I've recently gotten some emails from other countries, including Costa Rica, talking about, well, they're stealing the water. You don't steal the water from another country. You don't steal the water out of a lake and say that water has been stolen. That water is coming up from down below. It's primary water. We have it. It's everywhere. I certainly always encourage everyone to go to primarywater.org and take a look at what they did to Muammar Gaddafi in Libya by blowing Libya off the map and destroying the great man-made river project, which was delivering primary water to over 6 million people in Libya, and turning the northern area of Africa green and the ability to grow food. We're being denied food now. We know, too, that the wild game, including the elk and the deer and even rabbits and more, are now all showing signs of wasting disease. We have an epidemic of prion disease or wasting disease or mad cow disease, if you will, in this country and worldwide. This is causing early onset Alzheimer's, and it's an unacknowledged disease. And I have several interviews talking to some super soldiers about what it's like to be dying with prion disease as it eats your brain. And as then they, of course, are hit with other types of technology beyond imagination. But I won't go into that because I want to stay on with the climate lockdowns that you're all going to face very soon, because we are in a market change called the Green Revolution. And this is what is happening. And they're changing and steering all legacy systems into something completely different for absolute total control of all of us. And we certainly know that not just only in the UK and in the United States, the wider industrial policies are continuing to support the information technology revolution. And similarly, the EU's recently launched European Green Deal. Now, we're hearing that here, the Green New Deal. It is not new, it's not green, and it is not a deal. It's a death sentence. So if you want to look to see what your elected officials, or at least your belief that you have elected officials, which you do not, your cities are all incorporated, your elected officials are taking oaths to the corporation, not to what you believe is the Constitution, but to the corporate structure, and they're steering United Nations policies into all of your homes, over your thresholds, into your homes. So they're saying that they also are going to utilize this opportunity to reinitiate our energy system all around renewable energy, which I spoke about. Again, we need to understand what we face with that, and we're going to start talking about that. But they assure us, and they tell one another, we're talking about the World Bank, the IMF, and all of the leaders of this death sentence upon mankind, that the window for launching all of this is now, and achieving all of their goals from the recovery from COVID-19 is important because of the lockdowns, and this window is closing rapidly for them. And they're telling us that they need to move quickly if they want to transform the future of all work, transit, energy use, and make the concept of the green good life, there's nothing good about it, a reality for generations to come. You will not have future generations under these plans. And they say that one way or another, radical change is inevitable. Our task is to ensure that we achieve the change we want while we still have the choice. This is not your choice. Many of you don't even know what is being done to you. And it is besetting very, very rapidly. We see it very rapidly here. So is there anything you'd like to add to that, Rebecca? Because I thought we'd jump into microgrids. I've covered this in the past, but this is something that we need to warn everyone about as well. So is there anything in addition for a moment or two?
Well, just like what you were saying, you know, I'm reading here about a climate crisis is also a public health crisis. And you're talking about this idea that they'll stop at nothing, and you know that this whole you're right, there is no green good life. The new normal is completely abnormal, and there's nothing normal about it. And you know, this idea that now, in order to have health, we have to redefine climate. Progress in the direction of course, taking away everything that we know that's good and decent and meaningful and ours. We have to give that up. That's going to be expected of us now, to give that up, just like we've been expected to give up our health, give up whatever it takes in the name of health. The same thing is coming with this climate lockdown. Same thing.
Absolutely. I want to jump into the microgrids because there has been some recent legislation requiring microgrids. Now, you must understand, any legislation required by any state is mandated through the controllers. We're talking about the World Bank, the IMF, the secret societies. This is a global shutdown and control grid called microgrids in this instance. And they're telling us that we need these microgrids because in the areas where there are wildfires, this will prevent more power shutoffs. So let's describe what a microgrid is and how they're going to fool all of you into thinking that if you are broken up off of the legacy systems of poles and wires, that you're going to be better off. And this is what the microgrid is really all about, because they've already launched a multifaceted microgrid strategy. They're saying to keep power flowing to customers when conventional electrical equipment becomes at risk. Now, that can be at risk due to wildfire, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, or just because the inside job of creating the risk on you through Rothschild and your utility company. They press the buttons. These are inside jobs as well. And, of course, we know that the weather on all of us is an inside job also. So creating microgrids as a result of weather attacks has to be pretty clear that this is not going to be good for us. So they're talking about how we'll have remote off-grid facilities located at the end of areas prone to various types of natural disasters, at the end of distribution lines. And they talk about how distribution microgrids will be for key resources such as hospitals in towns and cities. So let's talk about this. The microgrids will keep up commerce, keep allowing this control mechanism that is destroying our lives. It will serve, the electricity will serve them. And these microgrids that will provide solar and energy, a battery backup, will be sequestered by them. Anytime there is a local state of emergency or a state of emergency or a federal emergency, any electricity generated anywhere, even on your private property, will be and will be sequestered by Rothschild in the control grid for the purposes of eliminating your ability to survive on your property and to continue to feed the monster that is killing all of us. So a microgrid is an illusion. They're saying again that it's going to be beneficial because it will prevent power shutdowns and allow many people to stay connected to electricity or the use of electricity longer. But we have to understand they're creating all of the all of the attacks and assaults on us and now coming in with another solution. They're saying that the remote microgrid was built and installed, and you need to look this up because I found this interesting. They're talking about a microgrid that was recently installed in one of our national parks, and that would be Yosemite National Park. And they're saying that the company that installed this was called Box, B-O-X Power, Box Power. And it includes solar, energy storage, and backup, and propane generation. Now, there's been a tremendous amount of criticism because propane is to be eliminated in all of your climate action plans and your emergency climate resolutions. All what they claim fossil fuels, which is encompasses all petroleum-based products, and including propane and diesel, are to be eliminated. Now, people say, well, we have propane generators, or we have propane on our property. That's how we get gas. We're out in the country. It is to be eliminated. You are not to have propane. So they're going to force you into a microgrid as your only way in which to survive. And what all of these microgrids on our property are doing is giving more energy to the power company so that they can run more wireless frequencies and technologies and destroy us. That's what this is. They need more energy. And they're going to not only continue to utilize us as humans, as batteries and energy, but also we're going to be paying to survive on our properties for a while with paying for these various types of microgrid technology. And they say this is a new approach to utility services. And the whole point of the remote microgrid is to remove those power lines that run through areas that are being decimated by different types of weather events. And so they've decided, Rothschild has decided to install microgrids instead of rebuilding and hardening up and maintaining the distribution line system, because they say it's more cost effective and will poise lower risks when there are weather events. So what they're saying is that they're backing out of the future liability of causing weather disruption that causes fires, which we've seen in California, and the burning down of cities all across the entire world. The grid system is run by Rothschild. And the liability that Rothschild has been sustaining by all the lawsuits, they're now able to withdraw liability by creating these microgrids. I think it's beyond ingenious. But they say that the utilities will own the microgrid, and they will be able to control all of the microgrids remotely. Now, I know, Rebecca, that we know a few people here in Northern California that certainly felt that they were off-grid by having the Tesla power system, which is essentially what all of the installers for solar panels and battery backup systems install. They're taught to install those systems with smart meters that connect to the grid. That power then will be taken from you. And I know instances in which there were disastrous things occurring when suddenly the power was turned off in those instances. But they say that the remote off-grid microgrids will utilize distribution microgrids and hubs, and again, to reduce power shutdowns. Now, remember, the power shutdowns are being intentionally shut down because they're creating the weather events that they claim are the reasons that we have to have power disruptions. We also know in general that the grid, the electric grid worldwide, is planned to be terminated in incremental geographical locations worldwide. This is, again, putting us back into the requirements of reducing greenhouse gas emissions to a period of time back in pre-development of in the time of 1750. And I have to underscore, people say, well, us preppers, we could live in the mid-1750s. No, you can't. Back then, you at least had some nature to rely upon. You had clean, edible fish that you could fish. You could trap for various animals. You could grow things. Everything is being pummeled overhead by weather weapons and poisons and toxins. The food supply is being eliminated, and the animals that you think you might be able to utilize for food are now suffering from wasting disease. So getting back to the grids, and I know that, Rebecca, you have been looking at these microgrids as well, and they talk about how they've developed a roadmap towards clean energy for reduction of power shutdowns. So that's how they're going to lure people in to the idea of microgrids in the first place, because we're going to have our power shut down in many areas worldwide repeatedly because of AKA climate change, which is really the use of weather weapons. So I'd like you to add to this, because this is an enormous situation that we're discussing right now.
I love this subject. You know, it's fascinating to me. One of the top questions that I am coming up with is, how are they going to protect that system, the microgrid, from weather events itself? So, for example, it says here, the fire suppression system will protect the microgrid. What kind of fire suppression system? It doesn't even say. So, number one, there's no way to even protect the microgrid. But let's just say you have one and it's going to work. Okay, fine, which we know it isn't. It says here that, you know, it's controlled. PG&E owns the microgrid and is able to control it remotely. And it's saying here that they'll turn it off whenever they suspect that there's going to be in areas prone to power shutoffs. So they're also saying here that the microgrids, they aren't set up in a way that is, you know, I guess if you'd say fair distribution. It says PG&E has plans to utilize distribution microgrids, which are hubs that serve areas. So they're going to take these areas, and they're going to serve areas like gas stations, banks, and keep those operating, it says. And they are, putting us in such a situation.
Well, now let's stop for a moment. Let's stop for a moment, because they're throwing in servicing gas stations. They're eliminating petroleum. In fact, they're shutting down gas stations, and in many areas they're no longer allowing new gas station construction. So they're throwing that in to make people feel that this is going to be a good thing, because they can still travel and the outages won't impede their ability to use their charge card at the gas station, because there won't be a power outage. We know that this is a sales technique. A sales technique into creating individual homeowners' properties to utilize and service the electricity system in general, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And I sat in on many microgrid conversations prior to the lockdown. And I will tell you, it was absolutely, and I must say, traumatizing to hear what my presumed elected officials were saying. I realized the evil within our communities, the sheer evil. Now, I want to throw this in. We've got just moments, but I know, and I want to just say this to people, microgrids are going to be extremely dangerous. It is going to collapse small communities. Because of the cut down now on communication, you're not going to know what's happening 50 miles away. You're not going to know that a town is without power, because you won't be told. Just as you may not know about areas here in California and other locations that are having their water accessibility terminated. It was a few years ago that I was talking to someone in Ireland when they were trying to pull the water card in Ireland, and they were flying drones over these houses, and they were saying you could only water the backyards of your homes only with a watering can. You could not use a hose. Well, the Irish people, of course, they're very heavily fluoridated, both Northern and Southern Ireland, very fluoridated, to keep these fighting Irish in somewhat of control. But they were dismantling the wireless water meters as they were attempting to deploy them in Ireland. So I want to say to you, we're all in mortal danger. the degree in which we face literally becoming a refugee on many different counts, not just the fact that we're driven off our properties because they're claiming we don't have water, which we do. Please never forget primary water. But understand the enormity of the deception. Understand the enormity of the lies. And please, if you do nothing else for your loved ones, share the truth with them. This is essential now. And I can say that with these drought declarations that are going to be happening worldwide and the various corporations that control the water supply worldwide, when you control the water supply, of course you control the food supply. And this has been like a turtle in our midst, continuously walking forward. When we protest or come against it, it just goes back into the shell, but it stays where it is, and then it continues incrementally to march forward. The marching incrementally forward now has ceased. The plans are on warp speed in every direction. And everyone listening, you must share this information. So with a moment or two left, Rebecca, I know that you, with various family members, personally experienced homes being burned up, the process of trying to rebuild, and being told in some instances that some of these areas were in low water tables. So is there any comment you'd like to make about what you know about experiences here with wildfires? The same situation would apply to any type of weather events that anyone listening is going through, whether it's floods, tornadoes, storms, whatever it is. Would you like to make a comment on that? Because I know that many people here are suffering from PTSD because of the continued fires that we've been facing.
Oh, goodness, yeah. So I have watched many people have to recover from fires, and it's just devastating. It's just devastating. One thing I would say is to continue to, just like you're saying, learn the truth. The one thing that I've noticed is these people do what they say. In other words, when they say, buckle up, get ready, it's coming, it is coming. Don't deny it. Don't go back into the shell and, you know, pretend. It's time to break the denial, and it's really time to, you know, take as much personal responsibility, I think, as we can, even as hard as it is. But this is the road we're facing. It's war. Nobody's going to come to our rescue. And we've got to take hold of it.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me on the program today, Rebecca. Everyone that's listening, please go to stopthecrime.net, to our back channel, the Odyssey channel, and listen to our prior videos. We will continue to broadcast and share all of the information that is occurring here, and it will be occurring with on all of you as well. So, again, thank you, and I appreciate being the host on today's broadcast.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.